FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with news just in. Eskom's mentioned the L word again. The utilities warn there's a high risk of load shedding this weekend. However, after 10 months of no blackouts, spokesperson Daphne Mokwena insists this is only a temporary setback. She says they're still implementing Eskom's general recovery plan.
Load shedding is largely behind us due to the structural improvements in our generation fleet. However, over the past 7 days, we have experienced several breakdowns that require extended repair times. This has necessitated the use of all our emergency reserves, which now need to be replenished. Consequently, we are closely monitoring the status of our current emergency reserves, and load shedding up to stage 4 may be implemented over the weekend.
And the news comes after Eskom was granted a tariff hike of 12% this year. From possible power cuts now to water outages, the struggle for a stable supply of the resource will come under the spotlight at an eThekwini Exco meeting today. Mayor Cyril Gqeba is set to lead discussions in Durban on finding recommendations and solutions to address the persistent shortages. Residents from areas including Ntuzuma, Inanda, Chatsworth and Queensborough say their taps run dry for weeks at a time. The mayor's asked for a full report along with investigations into each case. This frustrated resident from North Dean says it's about time.
We've been notified that the water system is now apparently crashed and the reservoirs are completely dry. We are hoping for to have reliable access to water, as this is a basic human need. To have water without this constant worry that you're going to get home from work and there is no water, and when you wake up there's still no water.
Concerns have been raised over the country's outdated ICT laws and policies. Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Communication and Digital Technology says some haven't been updated in over a decade.
Now, our view is that the national and the international ICT landscape has changed significantly since then. For example, there's no legal policy or regulatory framework for audio and audiovisual services in the country, for e-commerce, or even for the so-called over-the-top services, which includes your streaming services such as Netflix, Showmax, and others.
Chairperson Kusela Sangoni Diko told Parliament yesterday there's an urgent need for reforms.
We believe that this legislative and policy environment vacuum hinders policy certainty, it hinders the development of the industry, as well as hinders innovation in the sector. And this will be the focus of the committee this year and for the course of the term.
And there's still a long way to go to secure our ports. That's according to Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber. He says while the Border Management Authority has made some progress, he believes tighter controls are needed at our 71 ports of entry.
It is my desire to see more funding for the BMA so that we can employ both more personnel and technology to secure and manage our borders. But in the meantime, we will continue to work collaboratively with all stakeholders in the border environment.
Schreiber was delivering the ministry's report on their operations over the festive season in Pretoria this morning. He says over 5 million travellers were welcomed into the country. A recap of our top story this hour. It's breaking news. Eskom has mentioned the L word again. The utility has warned that there's a high risk of load shedding this weekend. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.